And, well, very enticing, we are talking about the Garvey Super Value County Senior Football Championship final will take place in Tralee in Austin Stack Park next Sunday at 1:45 p.m. And we will have Austin Stacks of Tralee versus Kerry. And Austin Stacks, well, they to talk about them and their performances, and indeed Dingle, Austin Stack overcoming Rathmore, Dingle overcoming Mid-Kerry, we're joined on the line by the sports editor of the Kerryman, Paul Brennan. Good morning to you, Paul, and thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Morning, Tressa. How are you?
First of all, do you know what? We'll start with Austin Stacks. We'll start with the game yesterday. We'll talk about Dingle versus Mid-Kerry. Very interesting, because one wouldn't have thought this, I think, at the start of the season, that Mid-Kerry would be the last divisional side left in the competition at the semi-final stage. They were the favourites, weren't they, really, Mid-Kerry, to win over Dingle?
Yeah, Tressa, they probably were slightly favourites yesterday, but, you know, I think it really was, 50-50. Obviously, Dingle were beaten finalists last year. You know, they've been quite a consistent team in the last couple of years anyway. Mid-Kerry had lost the previous two finals before that, 2022 and 2023. So, you know, both come in yesterday with strong championship credentials over the last couple of years. Probably Mid-Kerry, the fact that they had beaten the defending champions, Dr. Crokes, in the third round, that possibly get them a little edge maybe in some people's eyes. But, you know, it really was probably it was as tight coming into the game in people's minds as it turned out to be. You know, it finished up with, well, 3 points, one score between them yesterday evening, and drama to the very last kick, really, in Tralee yesterday. So, I wouldn't say a huge surprise at all that Dingle won the game, notwithstanding that, as I say, that the Mid-Kerry were probably slight favourites in for some people, you know.
But, I mean, it was extraordinary. I mean, by the 19th minute, Mid-Kerry had a 6-point lead over Dingle, and that really points to the strength of their performance and their hunger as well.
Well, absolutely, and they did, and they started really well. Mid-Kerry, and, you know, like Kerry players like Sean O'Brien and Mike Breen settled in early, and Liam Smith around the middle field, Ronan Murphy, and then they just, I suppose, their forwards were just a little bit snappier, a little bit more accurate in that first 15-16 minutes. It wasn't that that Dingle were playing bad at all. You know, I mean, they created several chances. Mark O'Connor, who we might speak about in a minute, back from the AFL, back from his season with the Geelong Cats, he was parachuted into the team and played really, really well from the get-go. I mean, he was right up there for a man of the match award along with Conor Gainey. But Dingle played really well, in that opening 15-20 minutes as well. They just didn't, I suppose, get the scores on the board. They did a few wides and a couple of short and that. But it really just transformed then in the last, beyond that 18th minute. They just got a couple of good scores, a couple of 2-pointers and that, and just got themselves back into it. And then probably in the second half they were just a little bit more dominant, in the key areas. But as I said, like it came down to the last kick of the game, and Mid-Kerry almost forced extra time. They had a shot for goal and hit the post. So it was, it was razor thin, the margins between them.
And do you think Mid-Kerry, do you think their manager Peter O'Sullivan will stay on? Because he was a bit equivocal maybe, and obviously very disappointing for Mid-Kerry, because they've lost three county senior football championship finals in 5 seasons. They obviously would have hoped that their time had come this year.
Well, absolutely, of course they would. Peter spoke to John Lauer, a reporter, after the game, and he managers always say, and they're right, immediately after a game is never the time to be making kind of decisions on the future. I mean, it'll be God, it'll be 10 months, nearly 11 months, you know, before the county championship comes around again. And Mid Kerry being a divisional team, you know, they won't obviously be involved in the county league or the club championship, obviously. So it'll be next August before Mid Kerry are pulling their troops together again for next year. So look, Peter Sullivan has given them, since 2020, 6 years, six seasons, has done really, really well. Three finals, as you said, you know, a semi-final yesterday. Just unfortunately for them, they couldn't get over the winning line and lift the title. But I mean, you know, that'll be for Peter and his management team and the Mid Kerry board to sit down and mull over that in time. And you know, I mean, that's a decision that probably won't happen until well into next summer, I'd imagine, you know. But yeah, I mean, Peter did say, look, it might be hard to come back again, but you know, with the passage of time, I'm sure he'll reflect, and that hunger and appetite might be there again, you know. But if he doesn't, I mean, he owes them absolutely nothing, you know.
And Paul, looking at Austin Stack's triumph over Rathmore in Fitzgerald Stadium, Rathmore, they must have thought, you know, this could be our year finally after trouncing East Kerry. They really must have thought your heart would go out to them.
Oh well, look, I mean, yeah, they mean, not only did they take down East Kerry, I mean, you know, one of the teams that, you know, four times champions in the last 6 years, I think it is. You know, not only did they beat them in the quarterfinal, but they won running away from them, you know what I mean? Like the longer that game went on, the wider the margin was becoming. And yeah, I mean, look, they obviously came into Saturday's game full of confidence and rightly so. You know, Shane Ryan, Paul Murphy, Kieran Collins, I mean, Dan Murphy, they've great players right through the team. But look, they come up against an Austin Stacks team that are, you know, were just as committed and focused. I mean, they were intermediate for the last 2 years. I mean, Stacks have, you know, 13 of titles, I think it is, and, you know, a huge tradition, you know, forever in Kerry GA. So, you know, they would have been hurting, I suppose, being an intermediate the last couple of years. But you know what? They got things right. They won it last year. They got back up. They got Darragh Long in, one of their club stalwarts, you know, in as manager this year. And you know, they've obviously Kerry players as well. Joe O'Connor, I know obviously Dylan Casey is away, he didn't play, but you know, Armin Heinrich, you know, other guys on the panel. So it really, again, it was a clash of two really good teams, two club teams who were in a really good place, you know, have had good seasons. And again, it was quite marginal, really, you know. Okay, Stacks won by seven in the end. They got a goal, I think, which pushed them out to 9 points or something. You know, in fairness to Rathmore, they literally come up the field and within a minute and scored a goal as well. You know, they just didn't have, I suppose, on the day, they just didn't have the ability up front to pick off those extra scores. So, I mean, it was a really, really good performance by Austin Stacks, and, you know, and just as the makings of a really, really good final. You know, again, two clubs, Dingle Stacks, county players abound on both sides, and you're just hoping that, you know, it'll be a really, really good final. It doesn't always happen that way when, you know, when the expectation is high for a great game, but hopefully we'll get that, you know.
And finally, we are talking to Paul Brennan, sports editor of the Kerry Man, looking ahead to Sunday's final of Garvey Super Value County Football Senior Football Final. We have Austin Stacks, who would be going for their 14th title or 13th title. Paul,
14th, I think.
14th title.
Yes, I think
that's
13
right
at the moment. Yeah,
Dingle haven't won a title since the late 40s. And in fact, a colleague of mine, Joe O'Mahony, tells me that our sports editor Joe O'Mahony tells us that our colleague Kevin Griffin, who's our financial controller, tells us that technically Dingle GA club has never won it, because the last time they won it back in the 1940s, it was actually Dingle District, who are technically a different setup. So it's a real, despite Dingle's, I suppose, they've been always one of the teams over the years, there is a contrast in their fortunes when it comes to winning the Bishop Moynihan Cup.
Well, absolutely, yeah. I mean, like, look, Austin Stacks, you know, they're one of the aristocrats of Kerry club football, you know, with all those titles. And, you know, when you think of, you know, from the teams of the 70s, Mikey Sheehy and Gerard Power, and John O'Keefe and you know, then on to Kieran Donnelly's era and all the rest. You know, they're and they've all Ireland club titles won as well. You know, Dingle, I mean, have six titles, but as you say, I mean, they all came in from 1938, I think, to 1948. And I suppose, yeah, strictly speaking, it wasn't the Dingle team as we know it now. They had, I think they were bringing in some people from the Spall and the Hinterlands, which are part of different clubs now. So, yeah, effectively, the town team, Dingle, as it is constituted now, is going for their first title, even though they'll probably want to claim it as a seventh to get over the line.
And how do you read it, Paul? This is a very unfair question to put to you, but briefly, how do you read it?
God, dare I say, I mean, it really is a tight one, you know. Thankfully, I think, you know, both teams have pretty much the full set of players. I mean, we were talking to Austin Stacks last night and they're not reporting any injuries or anyone missing. Dylan Casey, I mentioned, the Kerry defender, he is away, he's gone travelling, so, but they knew that anyway. Dingle seem to have come through yesterday. I mean, they've got Conor Ganey, who actually was immense yesterday, top scored 1-6. He had been carrying a bit of an injury in the early stages. He started yesterday, played really well. Mark O'Connor, as I said, has come back in from the AFL. He's home on the off-season there. He played really, really well. You know, there I suppose, you know, there's lovely subplots. I mean, you know, the Kerry captaincy obviously is up for grabs. I mean, you're looking at probably Joe O'Connor or Dylan Casey from Stacks. If they win it, I would say definitely Paul Ganey, if Dingle win it, Thomas Sullivan being in the shout. Really, really good. As I say, look, we're just hoping for a great game.
Absolutely.
You know, hopefully
one
the weather
relish.
Plays ball. Yeah, dare I say, maybe a draw and a replay.
that would be good. Well, one to relish anyway, and hopefully it'll be a magnificent game. There'll be more on this tonight on Terrace Talk with Ivan for after the 6 o'clock news. And thank you for your time to sharing your knowledge and your insight. As ever, Paul Brennan, sports editor of The Kerry Man, and The Kerry Man is out on every Wednesday and also online as well.